All right. Item number 5 from the Behavioral Health Division.
From the Director, Department of Health and Human Services, appointing Kathleen Eilers to the position of Administrator of the Behavioral Health Division.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good morning, Director Colon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, Supervisors. I'd like to read something that Kathy Eilers wrote when she was retiring back in 2003, May 22nd. There's a newsletter. I just want to read a paragraph of it. Some days I become impatient with the pace of change. Why aren't we more recovery-oriented in all of our programs? Why do we still rely on seclusion and restraint as a means of behavioral control? Why do some people who could live in the community remain institutionalized? Why doesn't the general public become more receptive to the people with mental illness in their communities? Why is safe, affordable housing so limited in the most affluent nation? This is the type of person that we have in Ms. Eilers, and I'm very excited that she's willing to come back to this very challenging job, this job that requires the right leadership, the right background, the right experience in order to be successful, and I'm very confident that Ms. Eilers is that person. She's here to fulfill that vision of truly having a recovery-oriented, trauma-informed, culturally intelligent, and community-based mental health system. This is a vision that's supported by the county board. This is a vision that's supported by the county executive. This is a vision supported by the Mental Health Redesign Task Force. In addition to sharing this vision with all of these partners, Ms. Eilers brings a wealth of private and public experience, including 20 years here at the county, 10 of which was as the previous division administrator for the Behavioral Health Division. And under her leadership was the development of a master plan whose vision and intent was to become a community-based mental health system. A lot happened under Ms. Eilers' leadership during that time. And it's great to have her back to move our system to become a stronger community-based mental health system. Again, one is that is embraced by all of us. Since Ms. Eilers has been there, she's really hit the ground running. Somebody said that there's nobody in the world that could come into this position and do it as well as Ms. Eilers. And it sounds kind of funny, but it speaks to the challenge of this position and the right background experience that Kathy brings to be successful. I'm asking this honorable body to do the right thing and appoint a person who has all the right skills, background, and experiences. Our county deserves it. The people we serve deserve it, and we hope to get your support.
Ms. Eilers, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Sure. Thank you, Supervisor West and members of the committee. As you know from the turnover in this job in the past 10 years, this is a tough job. This is not something one would take on lightly. In fact, efforts at national recruitment to fill this position have failed. I actually want this job, in spite of what colleagues and friends tell me, that I must be crazy. I believe I have the academic preparation, the leadership skills, and the commitment to persons with mental illness that could make me successful. To do that, though, I would need the support of consumers, advocates, providers, and elected officials. Most of that, I believe, exists today. In spite of some strong efforts by dedicated people who work for Milwaukee County, we continue to operate an institutional-based system that is fraught with problems and has fallen behind best practices in the rest of the state and the nation. I believe it is no longer moral, ethical, or financially feasible to continue on this path. And indeed, the board recognized that in its support of the vision going forward. For the first time in a long time, I think there is an opportunity to move this system to a community-based, recovery-oriented system of services for people with mental illness and other co-occurring disorders. It is my hope to seize this opportunity, and I would appreciate your support.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Stemper? Yeah. Do you want to hear from the audience first? Okay, we can do that. The first card I have is from Mary Neubauer, who is registered in favor.
Good morning, Madam Chair and fellow supervisors. I've had the pleasure of working with Ms. Eilers since approximately 1993. I was a volunteer and still am with the Office of Consumer Affairs, which she did find in 1993. She's very supportive and has always been supportive of individuals with mental illness being successful out in the world. I know you've heard things about peer specialists. The Office of Consumer Affairs was the precursor to peer specialists. We were part of decision making. We had a variety of committees and was very active. Ms. Eilers is totally engaged in the process and in community-based services. Even since leaving the mental health division in 2003, I've continued to have contact and have continued to talk about the needs of individuals in Milwaukee County that are being served and the importance of community-based services. She's committed to people with mental illness and other co-occurring disorders. She's fair. She works equitably. She's honest and committed. And based on her experience, I think she's the best choice as an administrator for the Behavioral Health Division at this point in time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Neubauer. Next card is from Barbara Beckert with Disability Rights Wisconsin. She's also speaking in favor.
Thank you, Chairwoman Roma West and members of the committee. First, I want to thank this committee for your leadership in positive change for our mental health system, and it's really fitting that you're looking at such an important decision today in terms of the leadership for our system. I think that this is a very challenging time right now in our state for people with mental illness, and that's why this is so important. We're seeing major changes in Medicaid. The Affordable Care Act is going to tremendously change how services are accessed. We have new benefits that are coming forward for people with mental illness that we want to make sure Milwaukee County takes advantage of. We have a mental health redesign that's been moving forward. We also have significant challenges with safety and quality of care at the mental health complex. That's why it's so important, and I ask so much for your support for this nomination. I think that at no time more than right now have we needed someone with proven leadership, with knowledge of the Milwaukee County behavioral health system, and with a commitment to putting first the needs of people with mental illness, a commitment that I know all of you on this committee share and that I feel very passionately about. I think that Kathy Eilers is uniquely qualified to do this. You've heard references to the master plan. She played a leadership role in putting together that plan many years ago, and I think that it's very encouraging that she's willing to come back to Milwaukee County and work collaboratively with you and with other community stakeholders, advocates, consumers, providers, to move our county in the right direction and to do the right thing for people with mental illness. So again, I thank all of you for your commitment to system change, and I hope that you'll support the nomination of Kathy Eilers for this important leadership position. I think she's the right person and one of the few people who brings the proven track record here in Milwaukee County and the knowledge of our complex system. Thank you for your consideration.
Thank you. Next card is from Candace Oley with Wisconsin Federation of Nurses and Other Healthcare Professionals for information only. And she's joined by Jeff Weber, who is also with the Nurses Union, and who is also speaking for information only.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. I don't want to, you know, redo what the Hunger Task Force said, because we're going to prove who's older here in this room today. But I was here before, during, and after Ms. Eilers worked for the county, and I guess everything old is new again, so we are back here again. I worked with Ms. Eilers in her previous role, as I said, at the Mental Health Center. I found her our relationship to be respectful and honest and cooperative. I want to just say that I also worked on that master plan for over a year, and perhaps in spite of what has even been said occasionally in the press, I want to make it clear that we and I spoke in complete support of that plan, and I do not know of a time when we have appeared to request that units not be closed, but rather have spoken in strong support of moving resources in the community so that in time, as community services are developed, there is no longer need for certain inpatient services. We did not always agree, Ms. Eilers and I, but I feel that she did not lie to me, which I know maybe that's not the highest bar, but these days it's a pretty important point to be made. And I believe that the care was better when she was the administrator. That was 10 years ago, though, and things have gotten significantly worse. And we do understand that she has returned to close or privatize the entire mental health system, and we get it. She's hired by the county exec. It is her job to carry out his philosophies. I can tell you at my request on her first day of employment and her return, I asked to meet with her to pledge our commitment to provide the highest quality of care for the persons that receive care from Milwaukee County mental health system until the last day that any unit is open, and I am here to reaffirm that statement. I do have to say two things. I'm here for two reasons, because there's no other place on the agenda, I guess, and that is to say that things are very, very challenging right now in the inpatient units at the Mental Health Center. I do not think I've seen it in a worse situation, and that is saying a lot, because I've been here a very long time. Every week, the staffing, the clinical nursing staff is getting worse. There is not enough experienced staff. The agreed-upon minimums that we have agreement with administration cannot be complied with. In the last year, for the first time in the history of the Mental Health Center, people are forced to work a mandatory overtime, not allowed to go home at the end of a shift. Nobody likes this, by the way. I'm not saying administration is happy about this, but it is the first time. Also, I think perhaps in the first time in the history of the Mental Health Center, they have now turned to outside agencies to hire nurses from external agencies. It's kind of interesting. On the first day, one of those nurses walked off, and the other one said she was too sick to continue her assignment. So not a perfect solution, I can tell you. I don't know right now because I haven't asked. I'm sure they'll provide me with the information, although they've not shared it with the other staff. But I can tell you from my experience in other systems that if you have an agency nurse there, you are paying at least twice the amount of money that you'd be paying for our own members. They are hiring almost exclusively newly graduated nurses with no experience, let alone psychiatric nursing experience. And recently, one of the new grads that was scheduled still in orientation, understanding she would be alone at night on the women's treatment unit before her probation was even over, felt that she was a nurse that we should have kept because, you know, that nurse knew enough that she would not, she would be jeopardizing her license with that. We are, and Ms. Beckert will know this full well, we have testified many times that we need more and better nursing managers out there. The opposite is happening. We are losing more and more managers all the time. We not only have, as I understand it, three for the entire nurse managers for the entire system. The acting director of nursing, who was also in charge of quality, I think her last day was yesterday. We are not, we are very concerned about that. Nurses are leaving units that are planned for closure, and they feel they are not involved in finding solutions. And in a recent survey we did in the last 2 weeks, has also said they feel that they just get no support from management. I'm telling you this as much to make sure that is communicated to administration here, Because the last time that I was asked and met with formally for our input by Mr. Colon was when Miss Lucy was still here. I can tell you our members trust us. At this point, even though our dues deductions are ending as of this week, I think it is, over 80% of the nurses at the Mental Health Center are voluntarily paying their dues, and you can check that because for the moment it's still in the record. And so they trust us, and it's important that we communicate their concerns. As I said, Mr. Colon had expressed to me that he would be very interested in working with us about understanding the staff concerns and how to maintain adequate numbers of staff as units closed, and yet, ironically, the first time he called me was this week to ask me to support Ms. Eilers, which I'm not against having that call, but another call about working together on how to keep and retain quality nurses would have also been appreciated. I hear now that, and I guess perhaps it was, I just heard perhaps it was pulled back, but letters were about to go to my members informing them of more planned closures coming in the next budget, and that some sort of bonus is going to be offered to them, and that also that there's going to be changes in the layoff procedures that aren't going to allow for bumping. I see tremendous potential problems ahead and hope that somebody might consider communicating these things with us. So I will, you know, certainly state clearly for the record, we have a past positive relationship with Ms. Eilers. I am not very happy currently about how our relationship has developed with administration, and we will pledge again to work with the administration on finding any way possible to provide safe quality care for the persons who receive care from Milwaukee County for as long as those services are provided. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Mr. Weber, I assumed you were together, so that's why we allowed you to continue. I just have one quick question. Have you seen this memo? It's dated May 13th, 2013. The subject is the CMS state survey results. It was sent out to VHD staff and leadership.
I did.
Okay.
But, again, there's no... We find things out, I might say, as opposed to sitting down and talking things out and getting opinions. Very different than
welcome
we've had for the past 30 years.
Welcome to our world.
I get it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much. Ms. Kyra Trost, who is with La Causa, Inc., speaking in favor.
Good morning, Madam Chair and fellow supervisors. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to speak. I've known Kathy Eilers for a very long time, and I would like to encourage you to appoint her to this position. She is excellent. She has got the experience, considerable experience, qualifications, knowledge, and really the commitment and the caring to lead BHD in the future for all these changes. So I'm here to speak in favor of this, recommend her highly to you. Thank you.
And Ms. Trost, do you mind me asking, were you asked to speak on her behalf this morning?
No.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Next card is from Dr. Laura Riggle, who is the chief psychologist at the Behavioral Health Division.
Good morning, Madam Chair and supervisors of the Health and Human Needs Committee. I come before you again. I was here in September to speak in favor of the confirmation of Ms. Lucy, and so some of the things I might say will echo that theme. Some will be different. I think you know from my past appearances that I've been with Milwaukee County Behavioral Health Division since I interned there in 1988. So I've worked with many administrators. Of those, I think we've had at least four in the last about 10 years. So I did work with Ms. Eilers in the 80s through the 90s for the 15 years that she was there in multiple roles. So just to give you the context, I was the president of the medical staff and vice president of the medical staff. She also asked me at the time to continue serving on the ethics committee and to develop a relationship with the Medical College of Wisconsin, which I did, and I'm currently the chair of the ethics committee. The experiences that I had with Ms. Eilers were very formative for me at the time and at the present. I look to her for leadership. I respect her. She sent a number of women to Tulane University for one of the first, I believe, women's mental health conferences in the 90s. And she was always interested in us going out and getting more education, bringing it back, and holding us accountable for applying it. I remember going to her during the Mental Health Master Plan and talking to her about what the obstacles were to implementation. I was one of the trainers for that. I experienced it firsthand, the struggles. I also recall being unhappy with a male psychiatrist who I thought was behaving inappropriately to female colleagues, and when I went to her, he was immediately removed from the role. I was not disbelieved or challenged. She also did not just take my word. I experienced her as someone who listens and checks into things. I had the same experience when I went to her with a concern about a consultant that was hired that I didn't believe was effective for the mission. And so what I enjoy about her is that even though she has strong opinions, she listens to those of others. And I can tell you in the last several weeks, when she comes back to us, she is not someone who says, that county board of supervisors is a bunch of jerks or anything of the kind. She gives a fair accounting of the conversation, and she's someone who can say, now so-and-so said this, now I disagreed and I said this, but she adds, they may be right. That's not how I see it right now. But I have found her to be someone who continues to reflect and modify her views, which I think is a very important quality. And it's in this job, you can hear, I feel bad for all of you. You get so many messages, you must wonder what the truth is. You hear what's in the media. I do too. We do too. We know what's accurate, what's inaccurate. It is hard, I'm sure, for you to know who should I listen to. I can only tell you that one of the most important qualities that I strive for myself is integrity. I would not come here and say something that I did not believe. I wouldn't speak on behalf of the medical staff if I didn't believe what I was saying. My concern is for the patients we serve, good, safe, quality care. And I know that most of us, I assume, have had a measure of stability in our lives or we wouldn't be here. And most of the people we're working with get up. Many of them, they don't know where they're going to live, how they're going to spend their time, where they're getting medical care, who cares about them, what they can expect in their recovery, and I think we really need to offer them as much stability as possible. I realize being a public servant right now is probably, this is one of the most difficult times for all of you, for us to serve. We've got, looking at your agendas, I can never believe what you have to master in terms of your knowledge base, what you have to be experts on. We work under a high degree of public scrutiny. The pay and benefits are no longer motivating. We have many reasons to not do this. The fact that Ms. Eilers is willing to come back and fulfill this role, I think, is really impressive. Also, I don't think it takes the chief psychologist to observe there's a lot of dynamics. There's a lot of discomfort. There's probably some wounds that need a little bit of healing. And there's some thoughts and feelings about the retirement of Ms. Lucy that I'm sure are present in the room today, and I just don't think it would be honest to not acknowledge that. But the fact is, Ms. Lucy is not an option anymore, and the most important thing we need to do is to move forward. We can't, I'm sorry, but I just don't think we can afford to spend our time in too much controversy. And I feel like I'm at the Tony Awards and I'm about to get cut off. So, yep. But there's no music. So I really urge you to please seriously consider confirming Ms. Eilers. She has my support and the support of the medical staff. And I know she won't always agree with the county executive and with Mr. Colon. I know her, and that may not be popular, but I trust that she, and I think if you ask them, they will say she does not hold back her opinions. Thank you so much for your consideration.
And Dr. Riggle, just to be clear, Ms. Eilers is your, she is your supervisor. She is your boss.
She is one of my supervisors. And just to be clear, I am not for sale.
Okay. Thank you. Next speaker is Jerry Leidy, speaking in favor.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I come this morning kind of wearing over the last several years, I won't tell you how many, I kind of feel like Candace Ollie, but I've been with the county many years. I've worked with Ms. Eilers in her previous capacity. I've also been the interim DHHS director. I've also been the interim BHD administrator, and have seen some things over the last several years. And I guess, you know, one of the most important things now is that BHD is experiencing some challenges. They need a strong administrator with a vision. They need one with a proven track record, and also one with some experience and knowledge of the industry and really able to have a vision and move the behavioral health division in a positive direction. But more so, I think they also need someone who is committed and concerned about the quality of care for persons with mental illness in this community. Not only there at BHD, but as we move to a community-based system. I'm currently working with Behavioral Health Division to look at ways that we can move the system to a more recovery-oriented system and a more community-based system. We are moving in that direction, and I certainly believe that Ms. Eilers holds that vision that she will be in tandem with that, but not only that, concerned about all individuals in this community that they receive quality care who have a mental illness. It is not only individuals coming to our facility, but those in the community who are still reaching out for care and support. So I would encourage you, and I agree with many of the comments here, and definitely I think with Dr. Riggle in terms of some stability for the staff there. I think it also is important for individuals seeking our services, as well as individuals who are under our current care, who are relying upon us to deliver good quality care. And I do believe at this juncture that Ms. Eilers is an excellent candidate, and she brings the skills necessary to move the Behavioral Health Division in a positive way. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Leide. The last card I have is from Susan Gaddish. I hope I pronounced that correctly because I hear it enough, who also works out at BHD.
Gaddish. Sorry, but I have to do it.
Okay.
Susan Gaddish, I am the director of the Community Services Branch at BHD. I report directly to Kathleen Eilers, and I am up here voluntarily. I am here in support of the appointment of Ms. Eilers for administrator of our division. I am cognizantly aware of the focus that will be placed on the Community Services Branch and our capacities to truly create the community-based delivery system for both mental health and substance use disorder services that is being asked of us within not only the redesign, but of this board and of the Behavioral Health Division and the department. It is my desire to work in partnership with Ms. Eilers. I've only been with the county for a little over a year, and I think one of the things that is incredibly challenging is to be able to have a variety of different individuals that one must have to report to and account to. And there was a period of time at the end of March to the beginning of April where I had three different administrators. And echoing what Dr. Riggle and what Administrator Leidy has said, it is now a time for stability. Ms. Eilers has laid out a vision and one that I want to work with and one that I want to partner with her on. Just recently when she began, I asked her to participate in a town hall meeting that the Community Services Branch hosts on an annual basis. And we do that to remain accountable to our partners you know, where we lay out our vision, and when we, you know, have the opportunity to discuss the accomplishments that we've achieved in the past year and the things that we are going to continue to work on. Clearly, she has been, you know, an instrumental in our abilities to be able to stay accountable to our partners by articulating her vision and articulating the message and the desires of this community, in which it is to be able to serve individuals in the least restrictive environment, providing the opportunities for recovery and making recovery an expectation for everyone. I wholeheartedly endorse, you know, the appointment of Ms. Eilers to this position. I think it is something that is needed for the Behavioral Health Division. She has the capacity to be able to not only do the position and to do the job, and it is a job that is an insurmountable task in which you are asked to do both long-term care and acute inpatient care and work with children and adolescents and adults and community-based services and EMS and a variety of different things. It is an insurmountable task, but someone who has the capacities, the skill level, and the direction to be able to move us where we actually need to go, where we actually need to move to be, you know, a quality delivery system for individuals that have mental health and substance use disorders. I look forward to working with Ms. Eilers, and I ask for your support. Thank you.
Thank you. We have one last card from Christina Fennell.
Good morning, Madam Chair and Supervisors. As a person living with a mental illness, also an advocate in our community, I think Ms. Eilers would be a great fit for this position. She believes in the community, she believes in recovery, and most importantly, she believes in people living with a mental illness. I think our community needs her now more than ever, and we can't afford not to have her in this role. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor Stemper.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you to all the speakers today. I understand and I'm aware of all of your titles and your positions and your commitment to Milwaukee County, and it is truly appreciated. But I made some prepared statements for today, and I'd like to share them with you on how I feel from a county supervisor since I've been elected as of April 2012. Milwaukee County is in turbulent times. Act 14 has begun to limit our access to information, while at the same time, we are responsible for serving our constituents, and this particular committee is charged with serving the most neediest. Our mentally ill, our frail elderly, our juveniles, and disabled population. The county board relies on accurate information. The information we receive needs to be thorough and complete. We depend on this information to make crucial decisions. I have been presented with this opportunity to hold a vice chairmanship of this committee. So last week I experienced my first agenda setting. After observing the June cycle agenda setting, I have serious concerns about our ability to receive crucial information we need from Ms. Eilers. I understand that the administration has Act 10 at their disposal, and they have attempted to use it quite conveniently the very first day of its publishing. However, the requests we made were within our authority, and Ms. Eilers and the Director Colon did not know that and attempted to deny them. Moreover, it is extremely disturbing that with all the serious problems currently happening at BHD, for instance, patient-to-patient assault, allegations of sexual assault, absconding patients, and more, that we have not heard a plan from Ms. Eilers, an update, a comment, nothing. But what we do hear is about how are we going to close Hilltop in 2 to 3 years. What about the immediate issues facing BHD? As it stands today, I have serious reservations that closing Hilltop will keep our clients and consumers safe. This is very important to me. I want to be fair and candid with Ms. Eilers, with Director Colon, and with this committee, and with the people speaking in favor today. My experience with this committee and as a supervisor stretches little over a year. My experience with the director of BHD has been with Ms. Paula Lucy. So my only comparison is her skills and her leadership to yours. Ms. Lucy would send this committee emails when there was an issue, explaining what happened and how they were going to move forward. She would then call staff meetings to address the situation. I don't know if Ms. Ehlers has done that. I don't know if Ms. Ehlers has done anything to address all the issues that BHD has been facing within the last few months. I don't know. Ms. Lucy would come to this committee and report detailed and thorough information, address any problems that have occurred, and provide us with correction plan. I haven't seen that since Ms. Ehlers' tenure, and we have many, many issues we're facing. Ms. Lucy was in constant communication with us regarding BHD and the mental health complex. She cared about the needs, health, and quality of service of our patients. This is what I was accustomed to, and this is what I expected. Also, I don't believe we received the whole story about the departure of Ms. Lucy. Were you updated on BHD and all the issues? Did she provide you with any plans or reports? Did she transition you into the position? I can't help but ponder that instead of seeking a professional person for the appointment who has a fresh vision and strategy to implement, the administration has selected a former director that in the past has quit the position. It's extremely more challenging now. I share concerns with my colleagues about Ms. Ehlers' intentions regarding the future of BHD. I believe there is a philosophical difference between Ms. Ehlers and this board. The board has been very supportive of redesign efforts and shifting to community-based model. However, currently there are concerns regarding desires to shut the whole hospital down. We are the safety net for Milwaukee County. The issues that we currently have at BHD were not solved in Ms. Ehlers' tenure, or were they discussed with a possible solution. I have no reason to believe that they will be solved by her now or in the future. With all due respect to Ms. Ehlers and her credentials and all her supporters, I believe a fresh and new perspective from Milwaukee County's Behavioral Health Division will serve Milwaukee County's patients best. For these reasons, Ms. Madam Chair, I move denial of this appointment.
Thank you, Supervisor Stemper. Supervisor Stemper has moved denial. Ms. Ehlers, would you like to respond?
Certainly. I'm disappointed with your motion. I understand your frustration. I certainly never have seen myself as anyone who withheld information or didn't tackle a problem head on. It may be that I got caught up in something at agenda setting around Act 14. That certainly was never my intention to withhold information. That's not who I am. I have never willfully withheld information from policymakers. It is absolutely true that I have not solved the problems that I encountered here beginning in April. I think those problems are longstanding, and I don't think they are solvable in a couple months. I think that the issues of we are working hard on the issues of staffing, communicating with staff, filling positions. Ms. Ali's right, the director of nursing retired yesterday. We have a search firm looking to help us recruit a director of nursing and a medical director. There are challenges in terms of people remaining on the job. The Department of Human Resources will bring you something in July that we hope will interest people in staying on the job until a closure took place. Around the philosophical differences, I'm not sure there are philosophical differences. I believe strongly that this county is the safety net. I do not for a minute not believe that. I think the question is how one plays the role of the safety net and how one might do that most effectively. It is not about not believing in the safety net role.
Okay. Thank you. Director Colon.
Madam Chair, if I could just say something. I just want to be very honest and very clear that at agenda setting, it was me, not Ms. Eilers, that talked about the report that was requested and saying that, so it wasn't denied. We weren't saying we wouldn't provide that report. I was saying that you need to ask the county executive for that report. That was me, not Ms. Eilers. And then I brought in Corporation Counsel to clarify the situation, and we agreed that we would provide a verbal report. But there, the context was, let me give you the context of that. But again, this is coming from me. The context was that
we don't even get into that. That is not germane right in front of us. Ms. Eilers' confirmation in front of us. What happened in general setting, y'all can talk with the other committee. I prefer not to even discuss that. Can we move on about her confirmation? Then I think I have the floor after Supervisor.
Okay, I'm going to let Director Colon continue only because Supervisor Stemper did reference that in his remarks. So
thank you. Yes. Thank you, Madam
Chair.
Very short. Short, brief. Okay, so the context was, well, with the new law, but more importantly was the time to develop a quality report for you. And third, Supervisor Mayo requested this report, but in the July cycle. But if you'll recall, Corporation Counsel came in. We said we would do the verbal report. The next day we provided you with a report on some of our findings, and we'll give you some more information on CMS findings and state findings. I also want to tell you that there have been times that you have not known that CMS was there, that the state was there, and I also have not known. And moving forward, that would never happen. Because moving forward, every single time that CMS or the state is there, I need to know. I don't care how small the findings are. I don't care if it's one tiny thing. I will know, and I will be provided with a report, and you also will be provided with a report moving forward. So in the sake of transparency and working together collaboratively, I will assure you that that is going to happen.
Thank you very much. Supervisor Stemper?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to make it clear that I said attempted to deny. When corporate counsel came down, they clarified that we weren't within our authority to request that information. So it was an attempt. Thank you.
Madam and Chair. For the record, it was Ms. Eilers who very quickly answered no when I said, can I get this report for next month? And I think everybody present in the room, and I would verify that she in fact was the first person to say no. All right. So, Supervisor Mayo? Supervisor Mayo?
Thank you, Madam Chair. When I first got on the tenure, I knew Ms. Eilers. Even though all the different things you stated earlier, it's one thing I can say, she always been a straight shooter. We have not agreed on a lot of things, but she was always a straight shooter. And the reason why I'm sorry that I'm not going to support this initiative, and when Ms. Lyday was in there and Mr. Colon about closing Hilltop, she's a hired gun to close Hilltop. And I don't care if Ms. Lyday or you was this for this position, I would not be supporting it. Because I feel that even though you say back to community-based, and I have support, if you look at my record about community-based organizations and going back into the community, I have supported it. But when you have the vulnerable, the least patients the hospitals and the other people who do not want, we do not have a plan for it, I cannot support it. Ms. Eilers, that's just why I did not meet with you, because I knew that you was coming in to close that facility. And if you know me in your past history, by privatization, I was not one who believed in privatization. And so that's the reason why I did not meet with you, and I know that you have tried, and I thank you for that, because there's no lack of communication that you did not try to meet with me. But since I feel that you are a hired gun to close that position, that institution, I can't answer it. And Mr. Colon and Ms. Lyday know when we was in the meeting, I said that I will not support closing that position. And I know that's what she's here for. And I'm not going to be no bones, no nothing else about that. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Supervisor, no? Supervisor Schmidt?
Yes, I will say thank you, Madam Chair. I'm very convoluted here, to say at least what normally happens in these kinds of things, because we hear from medical staff who I respect, and I've toured, met Dr. Riggle, been through some difficult times, Kubchek, and I'm just a little concerned we're putting so many sins of a county executive we don't agree with in so many areas on an appointee. I want to respect my colleagues. I don't think this is. I'll have a specific question or two. One thing I want to ask about here to try to help me in looking at this. I will say this: in my meeting with Ms. Eilers, that was probably a month ago or 6 weeks ago. A lot of things have happened, unfortunately, since then to color these things. Unfortunately. I was very satisfied. I'm a supervisor Borkowski and I met. I had some very direct and pointed questions that I think I ask everybody. And I asked about, are you committed to staying for 3 years? I mean, this was the guidelines were given from the county executive, which I don't know if I agree with completely either, that you would need to transform this. I asked about the pension, about double dipping. And are you coming back on this? No, she's not taking a pension. Now, if I'm wrong, either the three-year commitment or about the pension, then I'd like you to comment on that. But that's what I heard. Those are important issues to me, some kind of commitments trying to do something in this area. I think this is an awfully difficult and huge assignment. And again, I have issues with the county executive. I'm going to speak to him about these. I don't understand why we do some of these things or what the policies he's directed towards us, and I'm trying to be careful to try to separate that, which is very difficult to do, from his appointees or who he's put in charge of things. I'm not that mad at Ms. Eilers. I'm kind of upset at the county executive, and I don't know if I get any resolution to those problems. But the answers I heard, I was satisfied with. The answers that the community that has to work with Ms. Eilers, I hear a lot of positive support from. But I am concerned about, you know, the legitimate questions my colleagues are asking here, and I respect that too. And if he doesn't have the support of the board, it's going to be tough to move on. You know, I think we are different. I think I was on a mental health task force a summer ago, and Chairman West was on it. Chairman Nau Dmitrievich was on it. Supervisor Sanfilippo was on it. Linda Broom was on it too, so a couple more gone. But, you know, we talked about these things. I know the national model and everything is to move to community support. I don't want to institutionalize people unless it's, and we've done in the hospitalization areas, we've done in mental health areas. I don't know if anybody's against that. That's what we need to do. We need to institutionalize people less and get them into programs. The way it's gone about, or the, you know, but I think that the best directors I've worked with, and only said, well, you know, the county executive you bring in, I mean, I don't know who would do a better job than Sue Black. I know who would do better than Frank Busalaki, bringing all the DOT money and everything. I had great respect for Paul Lucey. Not that I don't have any respect for you. I have great respect for Paul Lucey. I don't know what happened there either. But, you know, we don't get any answers from county executive on any of these things. And you're a victim of, unfortunately, what the county executive has done. And he has been not forthright with us. He has not shared the information with us. I mean, we got these plans, and I don't know how this is going to work out. My direct question would be, then I hope I'm done. You know, I'm just sorry about all this situation. And I know it's just a completely difficult situation. What about the nursing shortage? I mean, the nurses are dear to many of our hearts because they have really played, right to say this, we've worked together in very difficult times, their union particularly. And I have a little affinity for that because they do you know, angels work. I hope I say it in the right way. And they work in the jails. They work in mental health. I visited mental health and gone through a couple of times. I don't want to go back again. It's a terrible place to go through and visit and to see, you know. I don't want anybody else to be capable to working there. It takes, I think, special people to work there. So I can imagine how difficult it is for staff, and we're going through this now. I mean, what's going to happen? The governor cut our, you know, or not the governor completely. I mean, the state legislature cut our budget, you know.
Team effort.
And then, but this is what's happening here, too. I mean, so many people are saying, well, what's going on? What's going on? You know, why would nurses stay, especially under these conditions, or if they know they're being moved out? I mean, is there some kind of, I guess, plan here? I don't know if I may ever get a satisfactory answer. I would defer to my colleagues on this problem agenda setting and this problem about disseminating information and, you know, but that's a problem more we have in the county executive, I'm afraid, than one single administrator. But what about the nursing? What about the plans? How do we humanely take care of all these people while we're downsizing at the same time or committed to downsizing without? I don't know if we have really a backup plan in case all this isn't work or all this isn't possible. You know, is it possible every single person to be out in the community? I have a great problem with that. So could you answer that maybe a little, please, to maybe help me out if nobody else?
Sure. Thank you,
Madam
Supervisor
Chair.
Schmidt. I'm a nurse, so I understand about being a nurse. I've been a nurse in psychiatric settings and worked as a nurse in psychiatric settings, and I know how hard that work is. And so I am committed to seeing if we can recruit nurses. It is not easy to recruit nurses. And before I came back to this position, one of the jobs I had was a grant-funded job to look at recruiting more nurses to mental health. It is not a hot specialty among nursing graduates. And so there's some things that need to be done at a macro level to recruit nurses. At the county level, we need to figure out, are we paying our nurses what we should be paying them? Are we able, what would it take to attract more nurses to do this work? I think that what Human Resources has been working diligently with us on hopefully will help retain nurses in terms of compensating people for staying. But this is not just a problem here. It's a national problem. But I'm certainly committed to seeing if we can find more nurses to work with us. And Ms. Ollie's right. The issue of using agency nurses and mandatory overtime are two things that are not good. They are not a permanent solution. I think that you can't not have some staff, and so those are kind of last-ditch efforts. But we would make every effort to see if we can recruit some people and convince them that this is a good place to work.
Thank you. Supervisor Taylor.
Well, I guess now I'll talk a little bit.
Yeah.
I had to follow my colleague. Obviously, these are very trying times. And, you know, I want to make it very clear, at least on my position on this, has nothing to do with payback with the county executive. I think you're just caught in a bad position. I've supported every one of the county executive's appointees except for one, and that was your predecessor. Not because of her qualifications, but the fact that there was a few of us up here that wanted a delay, and that was not granted to us, so I had no choice to vote no. In this case, it's about being comfortable with you. And I was out of town, and you know, I read the article regarding agenda setting, and I heard some issues with the previous agenda setting, I think, the month before, which I don't think you were at. And we hear about that there'll be total transparency and we'll be told what's going on, but it just seemed to be like a little bit of a roadblock or a wall at this meeting. And you can say now that, yes, we're going to be told everything, but you know, I don't feel that's going to be the case. And I just think that it maybe is a good time for a fresh start for someone on the outside that's not been here before. But I mean, I have a lot of respect for Director Cologne. But in this instance, you know, a lot has changed since Act 10. A lot has gone on leading up to it. And now we're on a different playing field. And I think I have to take a look at every appointee in a different light about how willing you are going to be to work with us. So far, with any other department, I haven't had any problems with the directors. I don't see any problems moving forward. But in this case, it just seems like, you know, we don't have to answer to you anymore is the mentality. And yes, you do. And the reality is it's not about, like I said before, disrespecting me. I can live with that. I get it all the time. But it's the 54,000 people I represent that you're actually disrespecting, because I'm here to do their work. And frankly, it just goes back to the beginning. There's a comfort level that I just don't think it's going to work really well with you and me, and that's how I'm going to vote. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Supervisor Taylor. Director Colon.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Members of the committee, I just want to address a few things. Regarding Supervisor Mayo, the Hilltop, we understand that you're against that. You're very upfront with that. And I want you to be assured that Kathy, Ms. Idlers, is here to do the right thing. And as it relates to closing Hilltop, we're not ending a service for these people. We're changing the service delivery model, a model that's better, a model that's based on best practices, a model where the rest of the country has gone. But let's just say that there are people that can't be served in that model. We are committed to Ms. Eilers, we are all committed to making sure that we're serving those people. We know we can do better. And some of the challenges have already been discussed here right now with recruitment. There are so many things that make this such a challenging environment to operate at an efficient and effective level. And we want to do better, we can do better, and Ms. Eilers is committed to doing that. I just ask that you please, I'm pleading, I'm begging that you please, don't make this decision a political decision with Act 10, with the disagreements with the county executive, with all those things. Right before you, you have a very qualified person with all the right skills, the background necessary to be effective in this position. If we don't have Ms. Eilers and we go through another year of recruitment, what message are we going to send to this community? Who's going to want this job? Right before you, you have a person that's highly qualified. And I guarantee you that we are going to work collaboratively together. Okay, this is the Department of Health and Human Services. Kathy works with me. We will work together with you. And I assure you of that. I just ask you and plead that you not allow politics to play a role in your decision making, and make your decision based on the qualifications that Kathy Eilers brings.
Thank you. Supervisor Taylor, you still have the floor.
Hector, I believe what you're telling me. The problem is you answer to someone else. You have a boss. And we are unclear based on what's happened whether or not this individual, you know, that I can trust what you're telling me, because there is, unfortunately, a power play going on. And it doesn't benefit the residents of Milwaukee County. It doesn't benefit the people that she's going to serve. And I just, like I said, I go back. This has nothing to do with payback. The reality is from at least my perspective, I make it very clear, it's about being very uncomfortable based on what I've dealt with so far, what I've read so far. And you have people that are at this meeting that are all basically saying the same thing that went on. And I know you say it's going to be transparent. You say that we're going to work with you. But I just don't have a very good feeling in my gut that says that. And every other department to this point has there been no issues, nothing that's telling me that we're going to have any problems dealing with constituent work. That's every other department. But this one in particular, it just seems like there's a mentality that because of what's gone on in Madison, that we don't have to answer to anymore. And I have a real problem with that. And so it's very difficult moving forward with an individual that was at these meetings that said that, no, I'm not going to. The answer should be, we're going to get you, the decision makers, all the information that you need to make a decision, because I refuse to vote on something blind. Absolutely refuse to. I will vote. There'll be more no's, and I have a lot of no's now. But you will see a lot more coming. If I'm uncomfortable, I am not going to be caught in some scandal down the road saying, well, Taylor, you voted on this one. You should have been the one to pay attention to that. You were sleeping me at the wheel. I'm not going to get caught in that trap. So I'll just make it clear. It's nothing to do with the county executive. If he was so adamant about this position and vote, where is he? He should be coming here and saying, you know, I hear your concerns, and on the record, in front of all of us, saying, I promise you, that we will have no problems, that we will get you the information. You can tell me that. Where is he?
Madam Chair, please.
No, there was actually no question in there, so we're going to move along. Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want my colleagues to... I was here when Ms. Kathleen Eilers was here. And when I stated that she's a straight shooter, she is a straight shooter. I might not agree. We didn't agree on a lot because some things she closed, the target cast man, I can go through the whole thing. We didn't agree on that. Reason why I'm not voting for her, I'm making it very clear, it's not because of Act 10. It's not because what the county exec wants, keep telling. We don't have to go to county exec to get information. We can ask for information. We get that. That's in the bill. I don't care what nobody says. Because the state legislatures don't have to go through that. We're not going either. It's strictly, I feel that she's a hired gun to close something that I'm not in favor of. And when all the community activists in this room right now, when they had other counties that disagree with them, this board stood up for them. We was the safety net. We continue to be the safety net. And even though you do not have a plan for Hilltop and for those other ones, we are developing that. Because when you look at the community right now, even talking about this community-based thing, all of us in the north side of Milwaukee, you are trickling it on the south side and not even in the suburbs. And we oversaturated right now. We need a plan. I'm willing to, even though the train has left the gate, I'm there to work with you, but I'm not going to pull the gun up because you hired a gun. If she came for anything else, I would support her.
Thank you, Supervisor Mayo. Supervisor Bowen, this will be our last comment from committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to... Also, cover my thoughts on this appointment. I think, you know, to paint this as a political decision that all of a sudden this board encouraged you to have the actions that we have heard today in agenda setting, where it is completely clear that you don't intend on working with this board. It is not my fault, Shirley, and I know that maybe there were others that encouraged you or even told you to act that way in denying that information, but that is not how business will work in Milwaukee County and not with this board. So I cannot support anybody, even if you do have the qualifications, and I'm sure there will be other people out there that can continue to move our BHD forward, but I cannot sign on to anybody that will not encourage working with this board. So I think political decision, this has nothing to do with politics. I'm basing my decision off of the action that were displayed where this body needed information and we did not get it. And we did not create the situation for that information not to be given us. And I think there's always this pattern with the board where it's blame after the action has already been done. And it's clear that what things happened in that record. So unless you're going to tell me that you did not do the things that my colleagues have said, that was not my decision. So thank you, Madam Chair. I encourage you to support the denial.
Can I make a comment, Supervisor?
Go ahead, Ms. Eilers.
I want to be really clear what happened at agenda setting from my perspective. My understanding was that what Supervisor West asked was, she made a comment that we had not made full disclosure about some survey findings and said she'd had to read that in the newspaper. She asked if she could get a written report for today. It is true. My first instinct, I said no because I didn't think we had the information ready. It was not about withholding information, and we have a written report for you today that lays out everything that I hope you could ever want to know about these surveys. So the information is here. Now,
to go back to what Supervisor Schmidt said, I am not a victim. I never have been, and I won't be. So if I don't see myself as a hired gun. I got that you do, but I don't. And the truth is, if people in this room don't want to work with me, then why would, you know, I'd have to be really, you know, committable to want to do this. I said to the county executive from the very beginning, I was doing this for one reason only, and that was that I believed this county could do better for people with mental illness. That's the only reason I would do this. And when Supervisor Schmidt and Supervisor Borkowski said something to me about getting a big drop back and pension and all that, I didn't get any drop back from this county. And I gave up my pension to be an employee. So, and I said that I would do this for 3 years. But I don't, you know, it's about my love for people with mental illness and what I think they deserve. And if you don't believe that, then I can't convince you. There's nothing I could say that could convince you of that.
Madam Chair, if I stay on the floor.
You do.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think, let's be very clear, the actions that were displayed did not are not singing the same tune that we're hearing today. And again, this board needs information to make decisions. And if you aren't going to work with this board, we have no choice but to give you the outcomes that you have asked for. So it's not about anything personal or political or anything like that. I think we need to be very clear. The actions that were displayed are not the same that we're hearing today. And if it's not adding up, then we might want to rethink some things. So under the power of this board, I expect that that we move forward. And I think there's to also say that it's hard to find somebody that will work for Milwaukee County, as if nobody in this in this world would be willing to do such a thing and do a national search. That was one of the things that were talked about before even the placement of Paula Lucy, of doing a national search. But that wasn't even considered in the situation. So I'm sure we can find qualified people, and I'm sure that we can find individuals that really intend to move our mental health system forward. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Point of order, Matt. Could you just explain the vote? You have a motion to deny. So
yes.
If you support denial, you vote aye.
Right.
Opposed to denial, you vote aye.
Definitely. The motion before us is a motion for denial. If you choose to support the motion for denial, you vote aye. If you choose to oppose the motion for denial, you vote no. Director Colon.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. If I could make one last plea on how important this is. You've heard some challenges, and there are many more. And now we're not going to support a person that's highly qualified for this position, a person that's proven, has a proven track record. We're not going to support her because of politics. I think that's very unfortunate. If we go through an open search, that could literally take a year. We need leadership now. We can't wait a year. We have a person before you that is the right person. And let me tell you, we're going to be more transparent versus less transparent, because I can assure you there are times when I didn't know the feds and the state were there. And I can assure you that that is never going to happen again. So there's going to be more transparency than we had before.
Thank you very much. We're going to wrap up the comments. Yeah, this will, whatever the outcome is of this vote, we'll move on to the board floor. We will be able to have discussion on the board floor. So we are into this subject almost an hour. So, and I think we've had a very good debate. So, Madam Clerk, again, on the motion made by Supervisor Stemper was the motion for denial. If you choose to support the motion for denial, you vote aye. If you choose to oppose it, you vote no. Thank you.
Stamper?
Aye.
Mayo?
Aye.
Schmidt?
No.
Weishaar?
Aye.
Bowen?
Aye.
Taylor?
Aye.
Madam Chair?
Aye.
6 ayes, 1 no. The motion to deny is approved.
Thank you. Just so we're clear, this goes to the board floor with the recommendation for denial. That doesn't mean that that's what happens on the board floor. Thank you.